USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia.
Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that, and he thinks it was a very good day. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Much like his lawyer Rudy Giuliani tried to explain on Sunday talk shows, President Trump says in an interview with Reuters he's wary that if he's interviewed under oath by the special counsel's team in the Russia investigation, his words will be compared with testimony from others, and any differences would be used to bring perjury charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.